Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Finding a lot of great people to expose you to, and no exception today, Dr. Obana Bowden is standing by. Let me go there now. Doctor, you are the most valuable person on the planet.
Yes. I try to be.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If somebody says that to you, it's how you're supposed to react. Well, yeah, I mean, it's an awkward thing to say to somebody. But anyway, here's why. You're the founder of My Dental Gallery with locations in Woodlawn and Chatham and in South Holland. And here's the deal. Dr. Bowden expanded his practice in 2017 to do a mobile dentistry service called Smiles of Tomorrow. You and your team do 2 days a week traveling to daycares in marginal communities across the city to give examinations, cleaning, and screenings to school-going kids who might not, maybe they don't get any dental care without you. It's a big deal.
That's absolutely right. Some don't. That's the first time they've been exposed, the first time they've been diagnosed or even taught about dentistry.
And why is oral health so important to the rest of your health?
Oral health is very important. Can't separate the mouth from the body. It all starts at your mouth. When someone shakes your hand, they're looking at your smile. They're looking at your teeth. From a kid perspective, a kid in pain can't do his work, so he can't learn.
And it's a big old opening in the front of your face, and, you know, you got to take care of it.
Yes, you do. You have to take care of it. It's consequences for not taking care of your oral health. And everything with oral health and dental decay is preventable. So you want to prevent this preventable disease from happening. Because as you grow older, if you have bad oral health growing up, it could become costly. And you really don't really have to spend money on dentistry because decay is preventable. So if you're from an underserved, lower socioeconomic class community and your parents don't really have access, it's even more important that you have a good oral health regimen, cleaning your teeth, keeping them clean, because the replacement options are so expensive that it can put a strain on the family to take away from a food budget or extracurricular budget to fix a child's teeth.
How come we don't have more black men and women in dentistry?
It's a tough pipeline. Less than 5% of the dentists are black, and then it's exposure. A lot of these kids are not exposed to black dentists. Still this day, I have adults coming to my office saying they never had a black dentist. And in Chicago, it's a little bit more concentrated in most places. So you could have ran into one, but they haven't even ran into one in Chicago. So the community has to do a better job of exposing these kids. So that's what we focus on. Two of my other brothers are dentists, too. So we try to go to neighborhood schools and say, hey, we could do a career fair and expose these kids to the field of dentistry and not only expose them in that environment, but actually get them into the office so they can see what we do on a day-to-day basis to see if it's something that they like. And if they like, then we cultivate that relationship, talk to them about, you know, the importance of keep the good grades and community service. We have about seven students right now applying for dental school, actually, that we mentor.
Yeah, and help them through the whole process from taking their boards all the way through, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Also, I'm told that you recently gave a smile makeover to an Inglewood mom who lost her teeth from being a victim of abuse, and she got her confidence back, was able to get a job. That's the other thing. You know, looking right, feeling good about yourself, help you get a job.
Yes, because she couldn't get no momentum on getting a job. She was going to job interviews, and no one would hire her. She did some interview training. She couldn't get a job, but when she got her teeth done, it changed her confidence, changed the way people saw her. She had a job with a catering company called Fuse Catering, and the first time she went out with the catering company, she got a $100 tip.
And that's great.
Most people were getting tips, but they wasn't that big, which means she had what needed inside her, It was just her mouth, and the condition of her mouth was just stopping her. Because sure. if you work for a company don't want you to represent them with missing teeth, broken down brown teeth, because you're representing their brand.
Totally get it, and thank God you're out there doing it, because it's very important, and it's something that you've got to pay for in some way. So how do you get funded to do this?
So we don't. Normally, we, with her case particularly, took some of the profit from some of the procedures I do. I do quite a few big cosmetic cases, and I always try to give back to as many people as I can without putting a strain on profit and loss,
sure.
because that's very important to change their life and give them a second chance. Otherwise, not a lot of people out here doing it, so they will be stuck where they are, and that could become depressing, and that's a miserable life, and everybody deserves a quality of life.
And how'd you end up with three people as dentists? You got a dentist in the family that, you know, dad, uncle, or something?
No, I was the first doctor in my family for many generations, the first businessman. Any generation, it was also I felt a need for it. My mom was scheduled a dentist when I was going to when I was in grade school. Kids used to have toothaches, and the teacher said, "Put your head down." That didn't make sense to me, so I said I was going to become a dentist and change the way people thought about the dentist and get into these schools and educate the kids and the teachers on what dentistry is and what to do when you actually get a toothache. So after I went through the process of actually shadowing a dentist, it was actually my family's dentist, Dr. Rowley. He's a white guy in Hyde Park. We used to go finally with my parents to the dentist, and I told him I wanted to be a dentist. And he's like, "Well, that would be cool. You want me to mention you? I was like, "Yes." So he showed me his lifestyle.
Good for him for stepping up, right?
Everyone has someone who stepped up in order to help them get to where they are. So after that, my brothers, they basically watched me, and I worked in public health for the first 5 years, helping only the underserved, and they used to come shadow me. I was like, "Man, this is so rewarding," because a lot of those people was in pain, and then sure. when they leave, they were out of pain, and they all said, "Hey, I want to be a dentist too." So they went through the program and got their doctors of dental surgery as well.
You know, we've got a lot of people listening to the show, and I always tell people it's the number one talk show until Oprah comes back. I'd be great if other dentists reached out to you and said, "How can I help too?" So they'll be able to contact you at your office, I guess, huh?
Yes, they can contact me at my office at area code 773-496-5138, or they can email me at Dr. Bowden, that's B-O-W-D-E-N, at W, D as in doll, G as in girl, smiles with an S, .com.
We give you a little Lou Malnati's pizza action for you or for the office, but don't forget to floss after you're done eating.
Oh, well, of course not.
All right, make a note of it. Thank you, doctor.
All right, thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
Dr. Obana Bowden, most valuable person on the planet. That's a good dude.